Cohesion Theatre Company and Strand Theatre Company are teaming up to present The Pillow Book by Anna Munch, running through July 12th at the Church on the Square in Canton. With me in the studio is Jonas David Gray, the director of this production of The Pillow Book, and welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm very excited about this show. We saw it last weekend. This is the local premiere of The Pillow Book by Anna Munch, who was from Baltimore but now lives in New York, and it's only been produced once, actually, in New York as well.
That's correct. I believe it was 2011 that it was produced by, if I'm not mistaken, Firework Theatre Company.
How did this script come to your attention?
Brad Norris, one of the co-founders of Cohesion Theatre Company, sent it to me and asked me if I would be interested in directing it. And upon first read, the play, as you have seen, is a nonlinear play. Scenes take place out of order. Some are connected, some are completely disconnected. And it was a tough read, but there was some beautiful, beautiful language in it. And the thing that struck me about the script on the page was the way the relationships between the various characters just jumped off the page and came to life, even without having actors in mind yet, just seeing the words.
It is a three-person play, and as you said, it's non-linear. The stories are quite universal, things, relationships, personal tragedies, life events that we all deal with. So as I was watching it, I was sitting there thinking, well, this has been told before, but it's told so well here. The language really is beautiful, and the characters truly connect. The actors really connect to one another, I think.
It is, and that's in part to the playwright's credit that this play works and that it works so well. I think it's also in part to the credit of the three actors in the show. Rebecca Ellis, Michelle Massa, and Joseph Coracle are phenomenal actors, and I am so fortunate to have been able to work with them on this piece.
Had any of them ever worked together before, do you know?
To my knowledge, no. I've worked with Joseph, and actually Joseph directed me in a show, so my turn.
Is it difficult to produce a play like this, to direct a play like this that is so nonlinear and kind of all over the place in time? Because as an audience member, you really have to pay attention.
You do. This is very thoughtful theater. As I said before, it's very evocative. I think that it's an extremely gratifying experience if an audience is able to sit back and let the play happen to them, as opposed to trying to figure out, dictate, or discover anything moment to moment is the only way to see this play. But directing this piece is, it's been a challenge just because the relationships are definitely there. There are through lines, there are through stories, but they are not obvious at first glance. And our challenge was to determine what those stories were, to determine who those characters were, how they related, interrelated, and to be able to bring a sense of reality to a character whom you might see in the middle of his story in the first scene and then not see in the beginning of his story until the end of the play. I think the actors had a really tough time figuring out how to do that, and they have done it beautifully.
This is the final show of Cohesion Theatre Company's inaugural season, and on a related note, they have Parody Fest going on right now, which is exciting. It's a series of readings to bring the work of female playwrights before Baltimore audiences. This is The Pillow Book, presented by Cohesion Theatre Company and the Strand Theatre Company at the Church on the Square in Canton. The Pillow Book runs through July 12th. Cohesion Theatre's Parody Festival is running through August. And for more information about Parody Fest or The Pillow Book, the website is cohesiontheater.org. With me in the studio today, Jonas David Gray, directing The Pillow Book by Anna Munch, running through July 12th at Cohesion Theatre Company in Baltimore. Thank you so much for coming in, Jonas.
It is my pleasure. Thank you, Diane.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.